looks just so nonchalant for the race. His first touch is in a glove.
Squeezed in shoulder to shoulder and sipping coffee, Juno soccer fans gaze up at the screen as the world's biggest international sporting event plays out in Moscow. Copa owner Mark Wheeler opened at 7 a.m. to screen the game live. He served croissants and potica, a nut roll his Croatian grandmother used to make every Christmas.
The croissants were more popular, it seems, but we had the two tip jars and quite a few more tips in the Croatian tip jar.
They're usually closed on Sundays, but Wheeler says he made an exception. He screened most of this year's World Cup games.
I think it's just part of being kind of a neighborhood cafe, and it's been fun to have the cup here.
More than 50 people cram into the small space, many sitting on the floor when the chairs run out. They're so intent on the game, a few people jump when the espresso machine turns on suddenly.
It's a record for total goals. Here comes the change.
Despite the dreary Juno weather, a few even order ice cream. There are jerseys representing both teams, but the crowd's allegiance definitely leans toward the underdogs in this game.
When Croatia scored, the place went wild both times.
John Sisk wore his Croatia jersey, purchased when he visited the country 2 months ago.
Oh, heck. You know, Croatia did one heck of a job in the World Cup to get to this point. And France is a great team. It was just, Croatia just gutted out game after game. It was really fun to follow them.
In the end, it's a hard-fought game, but France wins 4-2. The group gives a round of applause for the beautiful game and their host.
Thank you, Mark!
They clear out quickly as staff begins to clean up. It's National Ice Cream Day, after all, and Copa needs to get its cart ready to hand out cones. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.